our teacher and master, redeemer and Lord.
On Sunday morning or evening, and not only in my own church, I'm often struck by the fact that while we sing much about the cross and resurrection, excellent, and of what it means to me, usually in the singular, could do with some more plurals, it is only very rarely that our songs and hymns touch on what the Lord Jesus actually said. Yet the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all spend some time telling us what they have learned and choose to pass on of his teaching. That is what moved me, at home in Herne Hill, to write a hymn with this theme: where, how, what, and why Jesus taught. Of course, he is no use as a teacher unless he is also our Redeemer. Hence the use of other titles at the beginning and end of the hymn.
Our teacher and master, Redeemer and Lord, still teach us today by your Spirit and Word. Forgive us our slowness to learn and obey, and open our hearts to receive what you say.
You taught on the hillside, you taught by the sea, you spoke to 5,000, to 12, or to 3, in temple and synagogue, village and town, at sunrise and noon, and at sun's going down. You taught us of judgment, of heaven and hell, of what it will cost if we choose to rebel. You brought the good news and the call to repent. You showed us the Father by whom you were sent.
You taught us forgiveness and trust for our food, to love those who hate us, to pray for their good, the danger of riches, of violence and greed, the blessing of sharing with neighbours in need. You taught by your life and you taught by your death. You spoke from the cross as you spent your last breath. At lakeside and pathway and breaking of bread, you taught from the scriptures, alive from the dead.
Our teacher and master,
Redeemer and Lord,
still teach us, we pray, by your spirit and word,
to learn of your wisdom and grow in your grace.
Till darkness is gone, and we see face to face.